check in with our font, our endless font of non-league football knowledge. See, I'm changing it up week on week. It just never knows what to expect. Tom Feeney, how are we, sir?
I'm not too bad, thanks, mate. I like that.
Did you like that one? Is that better than last week's?
Yeah. I think, a slight improvement, mate.
A slight improvement. There's room for improvement.
Yeah, C-minus, Slate.
No way. I'll tell you, you've just given me a flashback to school. That was a frequent comment to me, is that one. Must try harder, Lee. Tom, thank you very much, as always, for having a bit of a chat with us. Whereabouts in the footballing world have you been today?
Well, I've been at Tadcaster Albion today. I was meant to be going to Hyde, but Tadcaster Albion gained a replay in what they described as the biggest game in the club's history. It was the quarter-final replay in the FA Vase. Unfortunately, though, they lost 1-0 to Highworth Town. And what I've got to say as well, unfortunately, after the match, there was a mass brawl and a couple of people were hurt during that. And I was actually kettled onto the pitch with the rest of the media for our own safety. We were advised to stay on the pitch for an hour, so we had a nice time with the managers, who were also there for their own safety, but very ugly scenes, and unfortunately, it's not what you want to see in football.
Dear me, what, do you think there's likely to be some retrospective action then?
Well, I think there will be. I know that Highworth Town's chairman lost a tooth during this. He was punched in the face, and he had a flow of blood coming out of his mouth, so it was a really horrible scene. Got to say, both managers, I've spoke to them, and both have said that they condemn what happened on the pitch and that there really is no place for that in non-league football.
No, absolutely. Well, there's no place for it in football, full stop, is there? That's not the kind of behaviour. That reminds me of playing for Galfer Villa and taking on, like, you know, Yorkshire Amateurs, they were called. Gordon Strachan's son used to play for him, and yeah, it all got a little bit naughty. Very naughty indeed, but you don't like to see that.
No.
Were you treated to a feast of football before that particular action? Good game?
It was a very good game, and Tadcaster Albion, they had a massive chance to take the lead. They had a penalty with the last kick of the first half. Unfortunately, it was missed, and it was also an interesting spectator there, Jonathan Greening, who is a former Manchester United, former West Brom midfielder. He was there watching his because his brother was playing in that game, and he was very complimentary towards Tadcaster, who he actually played for at the start of the season, though he is now at York City in a coaching role.
What about the rest of results of interest for our region sides today, Tom?
Well, Halifax drew 0-0 with Dartford. It's a poor result for them. They are aiming to get into the playoffs. It's them kind of results that couldn't mean that they miss out. A really bad result for Guiseley. They drew 0-0 with Hyde. It was away from home, but Guiseley were lucky to get the point in the end, it has to be said. They actually will be playing Hyde in 4 days' time on Wednesday night at Nevermore. That's how the fixture list has worked. Harrogate Town gained an impressive 2-1 victory against Gloucester, and Bradford Park Avenue, that fine winning run, which actually meant that John Deasy got the Manager of the Month award, it came to an end. They lost 2-0 to Tamworth.
Dear me, Bradford.
That's it. There have been some great runs lately. I mean, another one as well was seeing Guiseley with their 0-0 draw against Hyde. I couldn't believe that one quite, because Hyde are at the bottom of the table. They seem to be the punching bag. Even though, they picked up a few okay results, they are a good 12 points off of getting back out of the relegation zone. And Guiseley will have least wanted to sort of solidify their playoff position, so I couldn't believe that result either, really.
Yeah, absolutely. What's on the agenda for you throughout the week then, Tom, and where are you going to be headed to next weekend?
Well, on Wednesday it is Guiseley against Hyde. Guiseley will be aiming for them 3 points. And then hopefully next Saturday will be a calmer day. It's Guiseley against Brackley at Nevermore Park.
And that's just a nice, calm affair there.
Tom, just a nice one, I'll say that.
Absolutely, yeah. A nice, gentle one after the fracas today. Tom, thank you very much. Always a pleasure. All the latest non-league news right here on Studs Up every single Saturday on Radio Yorkshire. Tom Feeney, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks again, mate. Speak to you in a bit.
Cheers.